With Montana News, I'm Rachel Kramer. Senator John Tester announced Friday he will host an online town hall meeting this coming Wednesday. The Democratic senator says the town hall is in response to an unprecedented volume of phone calls, emails, and letters from Montanans who want to engage in policy discussions.
Montanans deserve a say in their government, and folks in Washington must do their job and answer to their bosses, the folks they represent back home.
Tester reports that in January of this year, he received more than 34,000 constituent contacts, up sixfold from the same period last year. Tester and Republican Senator Steve Daines were swarmed with constituents last Friday when they touched down at the Bozeman Airport, asking for Daines to hold a town hall meeting in Montana. Recently, some constituents have said they're having a hard time reaching Daines. Tester will take questions on Facebook Live and choose from a pool of questions submitted ahead of the event. More information is on our website, mtpr.org. Plans for a Billings solar farm are heating up, just as renewable energy politics cool at the Montana legislature. The Montana Sun Solar Farm would produce 80 megawatts of electricity, enough energy to power 14,400 homes. At 480 acres, it would be Montana's largest solar project and the first on public land. The state of Montana signed a lease with Montana Sun last September and expects to begin the environmental work on the project in the coming months. However, the Montana legislature is debating whether to weaken state laws supporting the development of solar and other renewable energy resources. A proposed constitutional amendment declaring corporations are not people faces extremely long odds, according to one Montana political scientist. Edward O'Brien reports.
Senator John Tester announced earlier this month that he plans to introduce three campaign finance-related bills. One is a constitutional amendment declaring corporations are not people. UM political science professor Rob Saldin says it's a popular idea that will probably go nowhere fast.
The chances of the amendment passing are approximately 0%.
Saldin points out the complicated and messy job of passing simple federal laws is child's play compared to amending the U.S. Constitution.
An amendment requires a two-thirds vote in both chambers of Congress, and then after that, it has to be ratified by the legislatures of three-quarters of the states. I mean, it's just an enormous hurdle.
Not to mention, Saldin notes, the other not-so-insignificant hurdles. Congress and most of the states are controlled by Republicans who he says probably aren't too eager to embrace such an amendment. Democrat John Tester, Montana's senior senator, says this should not be a partisan issue.
When I go back to Montana, I hear from Democrats and Republicans about the problems with the campaign system we have today.
Tester says he has a healthy skepticism of President Donald Trump's vows to drain the swamp, but
this is really part of cleaning up the swamp. This is getting more transparency so that people know what kind of creatures are trying to influence their elections.
UM poli-sci professor Rob Saldin points out Tester has always been an advocate for campaign finance reform, going so far as to characterize it as one of Tester's core issues. The senator introduced a similar constitutional amendment in 2013, but it did not gain any traction. Tester is running for re-election in 2018. His is one of several Democratic seats Republicans hope to flip. Edward O'Brien, Montana Public Radio.
With Montana News, I'm Nate Hedgie. A national government watchdog organization filed a lawsuit this morning against Montana. Nikki Willett reports.
Campaign for Accountability is suing Senator Jennifer Fielder, a Republican from Thompson Falls, and the State Legislative Services Division for allegedly failing to comply with a public records request. Campaign for Accountability Executive Director Daniel Stevens says his organization requested documents related to Senator Fielder's work with the Utah-based nonprofit American Lands Council last February after Fielder took over as CEO.
If they had been produced 6 months ago, I wouldn't have thought that much of it, but the fact that Senator Fielder has been unwilling to give these emails to us for so long makes me think that there must be something in there that she's scared to show us.
Last year, Campaign for Accountability alleged that former American Lands Council CEO Ken Ivory used his elected position to benefit the nonprofit. Ivory was cleared of wrongdoing by the Utah Attorney General, but stepped down as CEO after public scrutiny. Daniel says the public records request for Fielder's emails was a natural follow-up. Fielder says she has already sent Campaign for Accountability the documentation they requested.
Hopefully now they can stop wasting Montana taxpayers' time and my time and go after Hillary Clinton.
Daniel says his organization has received some, but not all, of the documents that were requested. I'm Nikki Ouellette, Montana Public Radio.
The Montana House has given initial approval to a measure that would require the governor to pay for use of the state plane to travel to campaign events. Representatives voted in favor of the bill today, with a vote mostly falling on party lines. It must pass a final vote before it goes to the Senate. As Montana lawmakers begin hearings this week to figure out how to fund public defenders in the state, attorneys say they don't have enough resources, and their caseloads are rising. Corn Cates Carney reports.
Monday was the first of several days of hearings for lawmakers to receive input about how to fund the Office of State Public Defender. The Public Defender's Office provides legal counsel and representation to people who can't afford attorney themselves. Nicole Gallagher with the State Public Defender's Office in Billings says as lawmakers look to find ways to trim spending during a time when the state's budget is already tight, she encourages them to see how overworked public attorneys are in their current level of funding.
I don't have caseloads that I can maintain, and it is vitally important to me to give good representation. That's why I'm there. I don't make good money at this job, so what I need is personal satisfaction knowing that I am doing legally at the minimum what I'm required to do.
Several other attorneys from across the state also testified before lawmakers about the difficulty of providing good legal counsel while juggling caseload burdens. Some said those caseloads exceed the limit prescribed by the American Bar Association. Officials with the Public Defender's Office say the state has seen an increase of criminal cases and cases of child abuse and neglect over the past few years. According to a report by the Legislative Fiscal Division, public defender workload of abuse and neglect cases has increased 50% since fiscal year 2014. I'm Corin Cates Carney.
The Montana House gave initial approval to a bill that seeks to settle a lengthy dispute over wells drilled to provide water to new subdivisions that have a limited supply of groundwater. Representative Carl Glimm, sponsor of House Bill 339, calls it a good compromise, but others, like Representative Willis Curdy, says it still impacts senior water rights holders.
Water is really critical. We have to get it perfect, folks, or close to it. This bill does not do that. Not even close.
The measure would reverse a Montana Supreme Court ruling last year and allow multiple small wells to draw from the same water source without a permit. The measure would also set spacing requirements between those exempt wells. House Bill 339 passed on a preliminary vote. It still needs a third and final vote before going to the Senate for consideration. I'm Nate Hedgie, Montana Public Radio.